In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All Saints' Day. On this day, we commemorate those who believed and endured to the end, those who were faithful to the Lord. Its focus is not on specific special saints, but on all saints, both known and unknown. Yes, all saints, your mom and dad, my grandmother, your brother, your neighbor's child. But this is not an afterthought, this concept of saints, of holy ones. It's not just something that happens to be true, so let's remember it once a year. Rather, holiness, yes, holiness anchored in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That is, in fact, a great concern, a great goal of our Savior God. We are not simply saved from sin. We are saved for something, and that something may be surprising to you. Notice what Paul says specifically in our epistle lesson for today from 2 Thessalonians 2. He says this to the Thessalonians and through them also to us. God chose you for salvation by the sanctification of the Spirit and belief in the truth for which he called you. And the "which" here is not feminine, referring solely to salvation, but neuter, referring also and perhaps especially to sanctification of the Spirit by the Holy Spirit and belief in the truth. Yes, for this he called you through Paul's gospel, he says, for a possession of glory, a glorious possession of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, our president would say. What a text, and what a vision presented to us by these words. Salvation, holiness, through the Spirit, faith, truth. This is the set of characteristics that God wants in those who are his glorious possession, for those who are dearest to his heart. Oh yes, you and I, we do things as God's people. We are to witness. We do have a great commission. It's not been repealed, the last I saw. But our God is not so much interested in what we accomplish, what we carry out, but he is much more interested in what we are. The holy people of God, led by the Spirit, believing in the truth. Everything else will take care of itself if these factors are in place. Kent Burrison, Dean of our chapel, sent me an email last week asking me what my focus would be in the sermon. He said that my text could, quote, certainly be one of those listed for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost, but that I could use one of the readings for All Saints' Day. Well, my text is aimed at All Saints' Day, quite apparently. But the gospel lesson for the 22nd Sunday after Pentecost is not far off the mark in actual fact. It is the discussion of divorce with Jesus' central thought in his famous words, "A man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate." This says it loud and clear. It is important to God how his people actually behave. So holiness, sainthood in marriage, is not just a good idea. It reflects the will of our holy Creator God, who made us to be in fellowship with him. So happy All Saints' Day, transferred to this day, brothers and sisters who have been washed white in the blood of the Lamb. You can be joyful, as St. Paul says at the end of our epistle lesson, you who hold on to the tradition of the apostles, that the Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace, will comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. In Jesus' name, amen.